The audiences for each of these individual smaller podcasts are more passionate. They're more connected with the host. The host is really dialed into what the audience is looking for. And the conversion on those things, especially for direct response marketing, is much, much, much higher.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, each month we focus on a different marketing method like email or SEO or Facebook ads. And each week I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. This month we are all about advertising, and I wanted to throw a very different advertising channel into the mix for you: podcast advertising. I made my wish list of guests to chat about this, and I managed to get the person at the top of the list. I will be keeping my nerves at bay during this one. I read Tom's newsletter religiously, and it is brilliant to have him here taking us through what's working and what's happening in the podcast advertising space right now. Loads of details coming up, loads of tips, loads of ideas. You are going to get plenty out of this one if you're thinking about doing some podcast advertising at some point. But there's also some really good advice on just generally making your advertising and your marketing work better too. Do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end, Tom will be sharing some quickfire insider tips to help you maximize the performance of your advertising. And I'll be sharing my take on it all and outlining some more free ways we can help you improve your advertising even more. So stay tuned to the end. And one little audio health warning: you might be able to hear Tom's wife on a conference call at points during this. It's very quiet, it's in the background. We're trying to remove as much of it as we can in the editing, but you may hear a little bit of that. But I think you'll agree it was well worth going ahead with the recording and getting Tom, because he's sharing some utterly brilliant advice. So listen on, everybody. Let me tell you about Leaf. Leaf is a technology and data science company that offers managed performance marketing solutions for high growth D2C brands, enhancing decision making and media spend efficiency with Leaf Grow. In a post-attribution era complicated by GA4's revenue under reporting and Google's third-party cookie phase-out, budget allocation can become a guessing game. Thriving brands now employ advanced conversion tracking, data warehousing, analytics, performance forecasting, cross-channel strategies, and creative execution for better attribution and insights. So prioritizing retention and profitable growth requires a solid data and performance marketing strategy. To help you, Leaf is offering you a performance data audit to pinpoint gaps and optimize media spend, promising you smarter decisions and improved ROI across channels, campaigns, creatives, and products. Find out more and get your audit at keepopt.com/leaf. That's keepopt.com/LEAF. In this episode, I'm chatting with advertising expert Tom Webster. Tom is a partner at Sounds Profitable, the leading voice of significance for the digital audio industry, devoted to growing the podcast sector through audio insights, education, and connections. They produce the must-consume research on podcast advertising and are probably the only newsletter that I read religiously. Hello, Tom.
Well, that's very kind of you, Chloe. I pour one out for all those other poor newsletters. There's some good ones out there, but I do appreciate the kind words.
Well, it's totally honest. And I did mull over whether or not I should admit to it in front of my e-commerce audience, who surely believe I should be poring over the e-commerce ones. But my business is all about podcast advertising and podcast production. So, you know, you keep me up to speed very easily in the industry I need to know lots about. So thank you.
You're welcome. It's a fast moving industry, as you know. So it's part of the mission here.
It certainly is. And how did you end up in the world of podcast advertising and advertising in general?
Well, I've always been a fan of the spoken word. I had a very early, very abortive career in radio when I was much, much younger. But I've spent the last 30 years actually in media research. So I spent a lot of my association with the audio space doing advertising research and marketing effectiveness studies, actually primarily content and audience research, but a little bit of everything. And then about 19 years ago, I started to turn my lens to the podcast space and was behind really the first large-scale research into podcasting in the United States when it was introduced into the Infinite Dial, which is a study I worked on for about 18 years. And a couple of years ago, I left my former company, Edison Research, and partnered up with Brian Barletta at Sounds Profitable to just focus entirely on podcasting because it needs some help, it needs some insights, it needs some advocacy because the audience, I think, is growing enormously. But in terms of ad spend, it continues to punch below its weight. So that's something that we're really trying to fix at Sounds Profitable.
Because your core audience at Sounds Profitable is the advertisers rather than the podcasters. As a podcaster, I love consuming your stuff, but I assume your core audience are people who are trying to get their message out on podcasts.
Yeah, we're a member-supported trade organization, basically, and we currently have about 180 partner companies. And they run the gamut, you know, everything from ad tech to publishers to agencies and buyers, all really dedicated to supporting our mission, which is to promote the space and grow the space as much as we can.
So let's talk about that space. Is it something that the listeners to this podcast should be looking at? Podcast advertising, is it a big opportunity for them to sell more product to more consumers?
Yeah, it's an enormous opportunity. And the reason why is a lot of times people will talk about podcasting as this sort of special snowflake, the intimate nature of podcasts and the theater of the mind and things like that. But there are a lot more sort of tangible demographic and psychographic differences with the podcast audience that I think advertisers should be aware of. You know, first of all, podcasting is an engagement medium. So you're going, you know, essentially you are attracting and retaining more attention with a podcast listener than you ever could with display or search or things like that, which are very, very fleeting. And also more than you could with things like YouTube advertising, which, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, is 5 seconds and skip, right? But we have an enormous amount of research that shows that people don't really skip podcast ads. They pay attention to them. And some of that is the environment. The environment is a little less saturated with advertising. Some of that is the fact that podcast listeners are more likely to have opted out of other kinds of ad-supported medias. So they're watching less network and cable television. They're listening to less broadcast commercial radio. And they're also a lot more likely to subscribe to premium ad-free content, both music and video. So in short, they're a very attractive, affluent consumer. They're very difficult to reach with other forms of advertising. And as a result of their being less inundated and saturated, they pay more attention. They appreciate the ads and podcasts, and they make that direct connection between the brands and the products and the hosts and the content that they support.
And you mentioned the hosts and the podcast. It strikes me as well that, you know, the most obvious connection is like a radio versus a radio ad or versus a TV ad. And there is so much more potential in podcast ads to marry your product's message up to the podcast you're in terms of, you know, if you're selling yoga products, you can go on yoga podcast. Is that a good way to do it, match up the content, or is more of a go after the biggest show possible that talks to your demographic?
I think if you have the opportunity to match up to the content, then that's kind of a no-brainer, right? And if you think about the way some other sort of spot media are purchased, and let's just take radio and television, you're buying an audience that is, you know, it may have some psychographic qualifiers and things like that. But, you know, a lot of times when people buy radio, they're just buying the top five stations, 25 to 54. And I don't know about you, but I don't have very much in common with a 25-year-old. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But in podcasting, you know, if you want to reach somebody with, you know, an aftermarket auto care product, you have thousands of automobile related podcasts. And that's not something that you have the opportunity for in things like radio and TV. So it gives you the targetability of a digital medium, but it also gives you the engagement and the attention of a great analog medium.
I mean, in e-commerce, we are obsessed with tracking the results. And I often say to people, I think tracking the results of a podcast ad is possibly the hardest thing you can try and do. How do you advise people to track? Because I know the tracking is improving a lot year on year on year. So what's the go-to method for someone who's going, I love the idea, but I need to see the return on investment?
Well, I would point you to the very beginnings of podcasting when we had nothing. And, you know, today we actually have very robust metrics. We certainly have better metrics than things like radio and television and magazines, right? It, you know, examine circulation figures sometime and see where those come from. So our metrics now are actually, I think, exceptional. But even in the early days of podcasting, there was a lot of hay to be made by performance marketers. And it the number of downloads that a podcast got or the number of listens that a podcast got were almost irrelevant in performance marketing, because the advertisers that were using things like custom URLs and promo codes to actually measure conversions, they knew that it's working, that it was working, and they know it's working now. And performance marketing is still about half of podcast advertising. So I think if you are a Shopify-driven company and you're using things like discount codes and promo codes, that's the easiest way to see that it's working, and you can ignore all the rest because the proof is really in the pudding there.
So it's very much still the go-to is the unique URL from that ad. Are there any other things? Like, I know there's certain services that attempt to do more tracking than that. Are they worth using?
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing brand advertising, then you have to start looking into other things, right? If you're not, you know, it's easy to sell a meal plan or a mattress on a podcast, but not as easy to sell a car anywhere. But with podcasting, we have things like attribution pixels that can be used, that can be we can actually match the listeners to a show to people that have visited a website. That technology is there. So, and of course, we have access to the same kinds of brand lift and brand studies from a survey perspective that many other media do. Those things are actually fairly robust and evolved at this point. So podcasting has gone from about 100% direct response marketing dollars to about 50-50. About half the money in podcasting now really is brand dollars. And there's also a significant part of the podcast industry that's based on branded podcasts. So, you know, these aren't necessarily ads that are being run in a podcast, but an entire show that's being brought to you by a brand. And if you are a brand that has a great story to tell and you're looking to change people's hearts and minds about the people behind that brand, a branded podcast is actually one of the best things you can do.
So to create your own podcast rather than advertising on other people's, or to find someone who's creating a podcast that you want to do a long-term sponsorship, which one are you recommending? Or are you recommending both?
I mean, if you're just getting started, I would recommend the latter, because a podcast is very, very hard. And chances are the first one you make is going to suck. And that's not something that you might necessarily want to take a chance on as a brand. So, you know, if you find a show that has a simpatico, perhaps, with your brand, you like what they're doing and you support their mission, you know, why not dip your toe in that way? And, you know, it, at least from an advertising perspective, if not from a brand perspective. I mean, the key with a branded podcast is nobody wants to listen to a podcast about your product, but what you are selling to is an audience. And the more that you know about that audience, the easier it is to find a podcast that is also serving that audience and who they are at home, not just as a consumer, but as a human being. And when you have that sort of synchronization between the message and the medium and the subject of the podcast, then you can get incredible results.
So that's quite a big way of getting into podcasts. I mean, clearly very effective as well. What other ways are there for doing this? You know, is it straightforward ads? Should we be paying to be a guest on things? What other things are you seeing brands get success with at the moment?
Yeah, there's certainly the advertising opportunities are incredible. And I think if you're brand new to the space, I would recommend one of the agencies that really specializes in podcast advertising. And, you know, we have some in the States here, Ad Results, Veritonic, Right Side Up, Oxford Road. You know, they do a lot of work in audio advertising and podcast advertising, and they can help you navigate the world of podcasts. Because if you're new to it, it just looks like there's a zillion shows. And, you know, there's not a zillion shows that are relevant and up to date at the moment. But a dedicated agency like that can really help you find the subset of shows or the bucket of shows where your brand is likely to see the best results. And then as you learn the space more, then you know, you can start to buy direct if you see shows that are interesting to you or audiences that you feel like you might appeal to. But, you know, ultimately, get started by being a listener to podcasts. I think once you find some shows that you like and you really get bitten by the bug, you start to really wonder, like, why wasn't I always listening to podcasts? Because you're going to find something that is incredibly unique and interesting to you in a very personal and detailed way that can be difficult to find in other kinds of media.
And you recommend going to the agencies there to get started, which I think is such a fast way to work your way through the complexity of the space. But how much budget is it worthwhile, agency or no agency, to have to actually know if this works? Because it always strikes me as it's a space where it's worth, you need to test a few shows, you need to do a fair number of tests, put some money behind it before you're going to get a real insight. So how much would you suggest someone should have in the kitty to give this a good try?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could start with, and I'm going to use our dollars here as opposed to your pounds.
That's fine. Dollars is fine.
Yeah. But, you know, you could start a good test with, I think, $15,000 to $20,000 and run a really, really solid test to see if something works or not. A test that has a fair chance of giving it a good run for success or failure, whatever you're going to see. So, you know, I think you can start there. And, you know, the great thing about podcasting is there's sort of a tiered waterfall approach to buying and selling podcast advertising, right? If you have the chance to buy direct, you know, if you're a publisher, you're going to make more money selling direct, you know, and those are also the highest value CPMs on both sides, and how you get HostRed ads, which HostRed ads work better, that they're not the only ones that work. They just work better and they're priced accordingly. And then, you know, you can start to work with agencies that represent multiple brands, and those tend to be a little bit less. But podcasting also has access to the programmatic advertising market, where CPMs can be quite small. And you're not necessarily getting HostRed ads here, but you can target geographically, you can target by time, you can target by IAB category, right? So, you know, it's not necessarily as much knowledge as you would get with a specific show about an audience, but it's a pretty good stab and the results are still good and they're much, much more cost effective.
So everyone, just to be 100% clear on that, programmatic is where you're running it a little bit like Facebook ads in some ways. You're saying, these are the people I want to get in front of, these are the subjects I want to be about, rather than actually picking individual podcasts and go geographically and other ways, which is a very different way of doing it. Do you go to an agency to do that, or is there platforms we should be using for that, Tom?
There are platforms. The Trade Desk is a big one. You know, there are programmatic marketplaces out there that have access to podcast inventory. So if you're using one of the major programmatic platforms, find out. You might actually already have access to programmatic inventory. And if you're not, then, you know, maybe don't start with this. But an agency is still, I think, one of the best ways to go to start with.
Yes, because you'll learn all the ins and outs, because you've got to get to grips with what makes a good ad as well before you can, you know, before you start playing on the market. And I mentioned earlier paid guest slots. That's becoming increasingly common in the B2B podcast sector. A lot of business podcasts, their guests will pay them cash to be on the show. Does that happen for the brands as well? Have you seen anyone doing that in the brand space, a founder, an owner, a spokesperson coming on a show? Or is that just so niche, Chloe shouldn't even have mentioned it?
It's pretty niche, but I would say this. One of the most clever branded podcasts that I have come across is, I'm not going to name the company here because it's almost a, I don't know, it's an evil I admire. I don't know. I don't even know what to make of it. But I know a company that it's a very large company that serves massive companies enterprise-wide in telecommunications and things. So they have a handful of clients, right? It's a massive space, and landing one client everyone is a whale in that case. And this company has a branded podcast of their own, and it's not like it has a huge audience. It doesn't necessarily have a big audience, because though it's a multi-billion dollar market, there's not so many companies involved in it. But the host and the show line up guests who are executives with companies they actually want them to hire them. So the guests are actually prospects. And, you know, they find that the guests promote the show and get excited about doing it. And that gets them to learn more about the company. And it's part of their sales funnel. That is a particular kind of craftiness that I may not myself be capable of, but it's both sinister and admirable at the same time.
I know exactly what you mean. Very sinister, but really kind of cool to create a podcast where you don't actually care if anyone ever listens, because it's all about the interview. That's kind of like next level stuff, isn't it? I love it.
That's someone living in the future, Chloe. Yeah, that's devious. I don't know.
And we're all now going, oh, right, how can I work out who Tom's talking about? Tom, what else do we need to know to make podcast advertising work well for us? Are there people it works really well for, sectors it doesn't work well in the good space? What else do we need to know?
Well, you're going to get your best results if you work with somebody on creative that's meant for podcasting. And creative execution is a big, big topic. Can you rerun the same ads that you do in broadcast radio? Sure, you can. They're not going to work as well. You know, as someone who's been in the audio space for 30 years, there's a huge difference between talking on the radio and talking in a podcast. And if I could sum it up, it's this. On the radio, you're very aware that you're talking to everybody. But the most successful podcasts and podcast hosts talk to one person. They have a very clear avatar of who they're talking to. It's a singular human that they are talking to. And the content that is created on the show, from the topic of the show itself to the advertising that's created, matches that sensibility. So it you know, if it fits the tone, fits the mood, fits the audio production sensibilities of the show, right? A lot of times when you're listening to the radio, you might hear a song that's like a mellow ballad and then you get a screaming car commercial. Well, that doesn't work good. And it works even worse in podcasting, where a lot of times people are listening in earbuds and things like that. So if you're getting started in the medium, get some advice on creative and get creative made just for the medium. Again, the best converting things are when you have a host read ad and the host knows exactly how to talk to their audience.
Brilliant. I'm so glad I asked that, because that was a brilliant answer. Thank you, Tom. It's been great picking your brains about podcast advertising. Listeners, make sure you stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Tom's insider tips on advertising, as well as my suggestions for other ways we can help you improve things even further in your business. Let me tell you about Leaf. Leaf is a technology and data science company that offers managed performance marketing solutions for high growth D2C brands, enhancing decision making and media spend efficiency with Leaf Grow. In a post-attribution era complicated by GA4's revenue under reporting and Google's third-party cookie phase-out, budget allocation can become a guessing game. Thriving brands now employ advanced conversion tracking, data warehousing, analytics, performance forecasting, cross-channel strategies, and creative execution for better attribution and insights. So prioritizing retention and profitable growth requires a solid data and performance marketing strategy. To help you, Leaf is offering you a performance data audit to pinpoint gaps and optimize media spend, promising you smarter decisions and improved ROI across channels, campaigns, creatives, and products. Find out more and get your audit at keepopt.com/Leaf. That's keepopt.com/LEAF. Okay, Tom, so far we've gone deep into podcast advertising. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of advertising. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with advertising, which of course does include all those things we've already been talking about. Tom, are you ready for these?
No, let's do it.
Anything could happen, everybody.
Anything could happen. Yeah, I could sink the ship here. I could damage UK-American relations for decades, or I could have the right answer. I don't know. We'll find out.
We will find out. Edges of your seats, everybody. Let's start with the newbie advice then. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Well, we've been talking about podcasting, so I'm going to touch on that a little bit. And that's this: trust the publisher. And I see this a lot, and it's one of these sort of central conflicts in podcast advertising. If you're going to run an ad from Geico, you're probably going to have to take the Gecko. That's the law of Geico or whatever. But if you're not, if you're a smaller company, you may have ideas about how you want to express your message. Don't give a host a script. Give them some talking points. Talk to them, because nobody knows the audience better than the host and the publisher, right? They know those audiences really, really well. So trust them. Trust them to do a good job, because it's not in their best interest to do a crappy ad. It's in their best interest to do an ad that works and converts and fits in with the show and doesn't drive their audience away. So listen to the publishers.
Can I send that little snippet of you saying that out to my advertising clients, Tom? Some of them are brilliant.
You can indeed.
Some of them, though. If I get another script that starts "we," I'm not your company. I cannot be you.
Yeah, that's exactly. Bullet points, talking points, it is in some ways influencer marketing and endorsement marketing writ large, especially if you have a lot of podcasts that you're doing it with, or podcasts with large audiences. Trust them.
Yeah, brilliant advice. Okay, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
You know, a lot of times when advertisers, they think about campaigns, right? They think about, here's this effort that I'm going to do over the next 3 months. And life is seasons, Chloe. I like to think about things sequentially. And I think sometimes you can use different forms of advertising in sequence rather than all at once, right? For instance, things like broadcast radio or TV or display, where you can just get a short message out there. I think those are great things to build awareness. I think those are great things to buy reach, to get people to go, oh, okay, I'm familiar with that name now. And then after you've done something like that, do something in podcasting where you have a longer message, or you're giving more details about the brand or more details about the people behind the brand, because people don't take everything in all at once, right? So if you think about how someone I used to work for a long time ago, my first mentor, Frank Cody, used to call it, what? Huh? Oh, right? The first time you're like just getting the name, but that's all you get. The second time you might crane your neck a little bit to hear a little bit more. The third time you're like, yeah, I've heard about that. I want to know more. And doing that in sequence as opposed to all at once, I think is a tremendous way to build a multi-channel campaign.
Good advice for all marketing, quite frankly there. Thank you. I love that. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there one cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yes. And this is going to sound like it's a plug, but we don't, nothing is charged for, nothing requires an email address to get other than our weekly newsletter. We have an enormous number of research studies at soundsprofitable.com. It's at soundsprofitable.com/research. We have a number of studies, especially on advertising effectiveness in podcasting and in other media. Some studies I would look at for your listeners are The Medium Moves the Message, The Ad Bargain, and one that has just come out here in June called Ad Nauseam, which hopefully does not make you ill, but is about repetition and frequency in advertising. Again, relative to the podcast space, but we do look at other things. So I would certainly go there.
Yeah, repetition. That's a huge topic everyone's thinking about at the moment. Yeah, I will be, I haven't quite yet downloaded that one, but I will be reading it voraciously very soon. So thank you for those recommendations, Tom. Finally, crystal ball time. Dare I ask, what's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months we should be getting ready for? Because it's a crazy space at the moment.
Yeah, it is a crazy space. And, you know, some of the space is fragmenting a little bit. Spotify is an enormous player in the space. YouTube is an enormous player in the space, and they're kind of building their own systems. So, from that standpoint, things are fragmenting a little bit. Ultimately, though, the ad tech is going to catch up and allow us to be smarter and smarter about monetizing the whole long tail of podcasting. A lot of times when people want to buy podcasts, they want to buy the biggest ones, the ones that they've heard of. But podcasting has a massive long tail. 99% of podcasting is this really, really long tail. And the thing I can tell you about that long tail is that it converts better. The audiences for each of these individual smaller podcasts are more passionate. They're more connected with the host. The host is really dialed into what the audience is looking for. And the conversion on those things, especially for direct response marketing, is much, much, much higher. It's just hard to buy 1,000 shows, right, if you don't have that kind of insider information. And the ad tech is still not quite caught up there. So I think as more and more brand safety and suitability technologies get built into the buying platforms for those things to assuage people's fears, then we can really tap into what I think are going to be some enormously high converting podcasts down the road.
Yeah, I look forward to those days. I think that's such an exciting opportunity for brands to tap into those brilliant audiences. And it is fascinating how that space is developing. So I shall be, for one, keeping a close eye on your newsletter for everything you discover about that, Tom. thank you for filtering it for me. Look, we are nearly at the end of the show, though. So can you please let the listeners know where they can find out more about you and your business if they've got questions or if they want to find out more?
Of course. Well, soundsprofitable.com is the home of everything that we do in terms of insights and advocacy. As I mentioned, we have about 180 member partners in the podcast space. So we have our ear to the ground really across the entire universe of this space. You can find us on LinkedIn. You know, we also update pretty frequently there with details from our research studies and things like that. And also, I think in just a couple of weeks from when this podcast goes live, I have a book coming out. That book will be called the audience is listening, and that should be available on Amazon and other platforms of your choice, I hope. So knock on wood, that's available in a couple of weeks. I just finished recording the audiobook for it.
Oh, congrats. That's awesome. We will make sure we add links to that in the show notes as soon as they're available. And I wish you all the best with the book launch, Tom. Always an exciting time. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's been lovely getting to chat with you. I've learned quite a bit, and I know the audience will have learned a lot. And I hope we've inspired some of them to take that leap into podcast advertising. So thank you very much for sparing us your time, Tom.
Thank you, Chloe. It's always an honor to be asked on shows like this and have people listen to this old chunk of coal about something I care a lot about.
So loads of potential in the podcast advertising space there. Real treat to get Tom on to take us through all of that. And I think, as he said, there's so many different ways you can get involved in this, from teeny tiny ways through to properly really going for those big results with agency help. So I hope you got some insight for that. And I think whether you're planning on doing podcast advertising or not, that points he was making about understanding who you're talking to, and then with any influencer marketing, allowing your influencer, your publisher, to have some impact and input into how to resonate with your audience, because we do want you to succeed. Fundamentally, that's our job, is to make sure you succeed so you come back and buy more advertising, buy more influencing. It's simple as that, really. So I love those thoughts, and I think that one point about the stages of a campaign, building the awareness, definitely something that works across all our activity, not just our advertising activity. Now, you get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct to episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll go straight to the correct episode page. And once you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode and you'd like to explore some other alternative advertising platforms, then go to keepopt.com/advertising, because we've got lots of channels beyond just Facebook and Google, and you'll find details of all of those episodes there. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show, because I want to help as many marketers as possible to improve the performance of their e-commerce marketing. Have a great week, and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Don't forget to request your performance data audit from Leaf. Go to keepopt.com/Leaf now.